I thought you were just going to stand and not say anything, Patrick, so that's why I started walking. I'm going to read from a series of poems that don't really have titles, so I'll just punctuate them by saying inside and outside, because that's how they're separated right now. Inside. Past tone, the tenuous limits, in spatial geyser, a resolve in pictures. Outside, feathering off letters, a curl, a mutation, undigital. Inside, a day, a finite fracture, a book arrives, a transit door release. Outside, naked projection, bread crusts, a thin soup, residue, Giorno's romance, alternately form a canon of dirty books, my Franco-Italian lineage. Inside, rinsate, delousing voided spaces, looped phrases, teasing out slight imperfections, beetles flagged for deletion. Outside, unclear signature, without a window, time flattens, fluorescent into spec sheets. Inside, must mean something for words, lateral props, a shunt. Rather watch streaming video, sometimes in evenings. Outside, sectional white, light blue split by metal. Work to ensure these errors. Double click between love and taste. Inside, a spur, a familial exchange. Texted work, abstracted talk, where concern could untangle the vocables, could gift notes still in edit. Outside, early Cambrian city, stirring, lone digital bubble surfaces, distends, extraordinary coincidences, cellular leap forward. These next pieces are from a series I'm working on called Below a Slow Ascent. Feeding a pointillist exercise. At first light, the body spills over its banks, multivalent rays of protein pelting the skin, inversely bud and shed, food products, products of the body. Floating before sealed eyelids, then inhaled as the stomach and lungs contract in tandem. The afterbirth. Woke up disoriented, a choked trickle of water leaching color from the soil. The cave studded with teeth, not mouth, the cave of his dreamed sister. Her firelight projecting a great beast of shadow. After, he dreams outside her body, wading into deep stretches of alien sounds. Constancy. Sweet, the vibrations filtered upward, rung across mental, street level poured irregularly. Located what was heard at higher limit, words dusting their sources, the noise sketched across a gradiated field of color. Remainders rusted, only its bright fountain fluting and a change in temperature. Pockets of air turned, a place for sleeping, an enclosure filled with newspaper and magazines. Torsion for Frank Samperi. of shards composing beetle wing, elytron, two portions of flight. Bombings again, the foregrounded building fades. It is morning, the first day. Caught in the old sound of crystals, breaking our language, hesitant, constructing orders of angels, or maybe two halves separating. Black sun, rows of columbine, and swiftly a bright spot sinking green to gold inscribes shadow, blue circle, overlapping whorl. One pupil bars light's diffusion, burns sightless, dusk perpetually expanding borders, molten darkness pulling perception upward. A spur of stars, a sword. He marks the book with a line or collection of points, pointing. In corners. The broken apex shimmering. Now feeble movements, misdirected vision, seeing around corners and within. Beautiful as suggestion, a young projectile slides into decay. The mountain kneeling, the city vivisected by vaporous streets at midday. Crowds parting to cross, blind spot, a mass disappearance and unveiling. A vortex of faces. Thank you.